Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It was an emphatic statement by Collingwood, who defeated the reigning premiers Geelong by 25 points at the MCG. Here's how he called it on AFL Nation.
Chip kick inside 50. He didn't find his target. Quaynor to Noble. Dangerous kick. Straight to Tui. Open goal. Goal. Stengel had a chance. Got it. Second grab. Gave it to Danger. He's 40 out. That's a spear. Straight over the goal umpire's hat.
Boundary throw in. Collingwood deep forward. Cox got it down to Adams in the stoppage. Took the shot and kicked the goal.
Kick inside 50. Adams drops the mark. Still good enough. Goes to Pendlebury. He's 40 out. Pendles. He shoots toward goal and it's a ripper.
He will slip the hand pass away to Holmes, who kicks it rather splendidly straight through for a goal from outside 50. There's loose men everywhere in the forward line. It's marked by Henry. Magpie fans howl. Ollie Henry from 25 out drives it right through and a little hand to the ear and a fist pump to the crowd.
Smith, Isaac Smith kicking a hook goal and he's nailed it from the boundary. Centering kick. Finds to Goey. And it's drifting back and squeezes just inside the post.
Lingering on the scene now to Bruin. Jeremy Cameron will mark in the teeth of goal. Round goes Jez and he blasts through his second. Pendlebury with the quick flick at goal. Finds Hill against the goalpost. And he slots through another. Collingwood with goals late in the quarter again. Stanley's hand pass was errant. Kick. Chris picks it off. Kicks for DeGoey at full forward.
Now that's a clever kick.
Jordan DeGoey in the opening minute of the final term will do just that. DeGoey hand pass to Mitchell. Didn't get it initially. Onto the boot second time around. Slings it at goal. It's through. The Brownlow medalist kicks his second on debut for the Pies. High ball floating at the goal front to Koning. Makes the spoil against Majacek. Dangerfield lost it. Straight to McGuinness. Kick the goal. The sub's been good for two. Dacos and on to Crisp, who keeps on running. The kick towards goal was a good one. The crummer is McCreary, who walks it in. There's no stopping the Pies now. A last quarter onslaught that was building through the night.
Off he goes, short pass to McCreary for the knockout blow here for Collingwood. Short to DeGoey. DeGoey winds up, launches. It's long, it's strong. Collingwood will win.
Has been a star with two goals in his final term.
Noble bangs it in long. Majacek up, knocked out of his grasp. Josh Dacos has it inboard to Adams. It is a win of the highest quality and it tells you everything you need to know about Collingwood in season 2023. They roll the reigning premiers for the final quarter onslaught. 22-point winners at the close. Our experts tonight were Jared Healy and Brad Johnson. Let's take a listen to their reaction post-game.
Jared Healy, just give us your quick snapshot thoughts and then we'll expand after a break.
Well, just the running power of Collingwood was there for everyone to see last year, but they weren't quite good enough. Well, couldn't have got a better start. They've fixed up their problems with clearance and with contested ball. Tom Mitchell's been significant in that. And they have started the season making a statement. Unfortunately, it's a bittersweet win with Jeremy Howe going down, but this running power at Collingwood even early in the season.
Righto, the Pies will pick up their celebrations in a moment for Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives every day of the year. Three goals for DeGoey, three for Hill, two each for Mitchell, McGuinness, McCreary, Majacek and Cox, with singles to Pendlebury, McStay and Adams. For the Cats, pairs for Tui, Jeremy Cameron, Stengel, Rowan, Hawkins, Henry, with singles to Smith, Holmes, Atkins and Dangerfield. 19 goals to 16. Both teams topped the ton and Collingwood about to sing the song for the first time in 2023. And if you were just hedging as to what they might be, I'd be tipping all in after that. All chips in. The newbies all panned out quite brilliantly. Mitchell fixed the problem at the source. He'll kick goals, and McStay was a target up front.
Yeah, hard to argue with that, Jared. And they're still getting fantastic support.
Righto, let's work through some categories to tell the story of the night. Who's got the crucial moment for New Farm Australian through and through?
Well, the crucial moment was the big collision between Stengel and Jeremy Howe. Unfortunately for Jeremy Howe, he's off to hospital with a suspected broken arm, a severe broken arm as well. So we'll wait to see the wash-up of that.
Tackle or tackler of the game for Toro. Count on Toro to get the job done.
Darcy Moore with the big tackle on Ollie Henry in the goal square.
Couldn't be anything else.
That'll last for years, moment for years. Play of the day for Mildura Regional Development. A magical experience awaits in Mildura. Visit mildura.com.au.
Oh, great passage by the Pies early on in the game. Delivered to Mason Cox in the forward pocket. Snaps one from the boundary. Excellent from the Pies.
Toughest player for Hard Yakka Legendary Gear. You had to be tough tonight.
Well, we've consulted on this, Jared. We've given it to Tom Mitchell, given that he got so many contested balls and clearances. That's the problem for the Pies. And as you said, he fixed it.
Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. Unmissable moments for Drinkwise. Choose to Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
Oliver Henry kicks a big goal, celebrates with the crowd, then moments later gets another opportunity, and Darcy Moore with a big tackle. We mentioned that again.
Big moment for Bendix. Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix breaks.
Jordan Ngoe kicks his third in the final quarter to seal it for the Pies.
Coaching move of the night for Glencore. Advancing everyday life. Learn more. Search Glencore.
Well, it's been about 12 months in the making, this particular one, but Radigalia in the back line cannot be given anything else except a big, big, big tick.
Glencore advancing everyday life. The smart play for Australian-made. Look for the logo. Be sure it's Aussie.
Scott Pendlebury in the first quarter. Unbelievable no-look handball to release his teammate.
Over his head. It was really something. Support Aussie made products. Who's got the power play rankings for Red Energy? Switch to Red Energy.
Well, the rankings very significantly in favour of the Pies. Pendlebury had 129. Dacos Nick had 129. Degoe had 129. Jay Dacos 122. And Tom Mitchell had 110. And for the Cats, well, it was Isaac Smith at 105, and Tom Atkins, who flew home, 98.
For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. Which one of Asava Radigalia's marks wins the mark of the night for Flight Centre, your real deal centre?
Gary Rowan wins mark of the night, Jared. There are a couple of rippers, but I like Gary Rowan's the best.
Great stuff. I love it. MEGT Rookie of the Day, your local apprenticeship experts.
Oliver Henry for me, Jared.
He'll be the one everyone will be talking about.
MEGT supporting employers and apprentices for more than 40 years. I tell you what, just hold the votes. We'll close our broadcast next with the votes. Collingwood 22-point winners over Geelong on AFL Nation.
All right, let's go with... We go the 1-2-3. Is that the...
One,
1-2-3. All right, one I'm giving to Jordan Degoe. I thought he was brilliant throughout the night. Finished strong. 26 disposals and 3 goals. That's the good ideal result. Perfect game for Jordan Degoe. 2 votes I gave to Josh Dacos. He owned the wing, the Warnstand wing. He dominated that side of the ground and controlled it all day long, ran all day, and was quite effective. And 3 votes to Nick Dacos. 35 disposals, 21 kicks at 95% effective, Jared. He was absolutely sensational from start to finish.
Any apologies, Jono?
Oh, there's a lot from a Collingwood perspective.
Pendlebury was stiff.
He was.
As an age-weighted event, he was very stiff.
So was McCreary. Could have got one. He was excellent. Crisp with the way that he finished the game in his last quarter was brilliant.
3 to Nick Dacos, 2 to Josh Dacos. I wonder how often that might happen this year. And 1 to Jordan Degoe. AFL Nation is for elders for Australian agriculture. Jared, just so how far reaching? There's always one result in round one that's far reaching, and good luck beating this.
Well, I think, as we've said a couple of times, all the doubting Thomases will now be joining in Magpie Mania, which officially started 20 minutes ago.
It's going to be a big bandwagon, isn't
it? Oh, it's going to be massive. No, there will not be one person that doubted the Magpies as of about 20 minutes ago.
Tune in over the weekend to AFL Nation for the rest of round one.